Crafty Patrick Mutton Lou. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I see you get you're already on there. You're on Twitter. You have one of your positive messages. You tweet out to your followers, blessed. Do you try to do that every day? Is that like, okay, I got to get up, got to get ready, send a little positive message out on Twitter this morning?
Yeah, you know, I got to give them a little something to smile about and just, you know, get them motivated, you know, win the day. Do what you got to do to make sure, you know, everything's taken care of that day.
Patrick, you guys won the day last week against the New York Jets. We know that was a big game. I mean, defensively, you guys come out of that with some confidence. There's a lot of people looking at, well, the Jets' offense is the Jets' offense. But defensively, you guys had to feel pretty good about that performance.
Yeah, you always get more confident after you know, a good game or a good game with the defense. But now it's time to just, you know, get better off that game and get better game week by week and, you know, try to be a great defense.
Do you still have the Brickashaw Ferguson's cleat in your helmet?
Yeah, I had it on my face, too. But it's all right, man. It's part of the game. You know, things like that happen. It scared me, but, you know, we're all good now.
Yeah, I can't remember seeing something like that.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
Now, you guys got a team coming in here this weekend in Dallas Cowboys. And I know when San Diego was in town, a lot of talk about Antonio Gates, and it seemed like you were on him a lot. You expect the same kind of stuff with Jason Witten, another big target. Is that your role this week?
I don't know what my role is. good try though, but he's a great player, man. I mean, he can do pretty much everything you ask him to do. So we have to take care of that guy.
I thought I was setting you up for the confidential line.
Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna hit you. I have to hit you with something different every week. I can't just say confidential. You know, I gotta shy away from some of those.
All right, so you can't talk about your matchup. It's confidential. You don't know yet, but you watch.
Come on, man.
You've watched these guys on film because you had to prep for Gates. You've had to prep for Jason Witten. What do these guys do, Witten in particular, Patrick, that make them such effective pass catching tight ends?
Oh, he's big. He's big. He's savvy. He knows how to run routes. I mean, Romo's looking to him, and he knows how to catch the ball, knows how to block people out. I mean, he's just overall good. He's overall good, man. He's big, big, fast, big and fast for how big he is, and he has great hands.
How is a football player savvy, since you just said it? What does a tight end do to have to be considered savvy in your mind, Patrick?
Nice, smooth routes, you know? Like a nice, smooth route. He knows exactly what he's doing.
The issue there, too, with him is he is such a great tight end, and Tony Romo really likes going to him, but you got some other guys on the outside, too, and Dez Bryant and you know, Miles Austin. I mean, there's a lot of talent, a lot of weapons on that Dallas team to worry about.
Yeah, definitely a lot of weapons, man, all over the field, even their running backs, you know. So it's gonna be a nice game, so we have to, you know, try to stop everybody. They have some playmakers out there.
Being that 4:15 window, the whole country will watch. We're talking to Patrick Chung, Patriots safety. James Hedebo got the start alongside you in that Jet game. How did you think that went? How was that communication throughout that game for you, Patrick?
Oh, it was good. It was good, man. He's a smart guy. He's a smart guy out there. He picked up the playbook pretty fast. You know, I'm confident with him out there. There's no problems at all.
You guys are going up against a guy, Tony Romo. I mean, just mixed reviews. There's no question that a lot of people call him the modern-day Brett Favre. Make the great play, but make the mistakes, and he's done that so far this year. He's still a guy you got to be concerned with. And I've said before, I always worry about relying on a quarterback making a mistake. What happens if he does it? He's got a lot of weapons, and he can use them too.
Yeah, man. I mean, they can say what they want to say. He's definitely a good player. He wouldn't be starting if he wasn't. He can make the throws. He can make the big plays. And he has guys that he can get the ball to that can make big plays. So whatever they say about him, you just throw that out the window. I mean, he's definitely a good player.
All right. When we were at the game, third quarter on Sunday, Jets are driving. And the crowd was, I thought the crowd was good, Patrick, but there was a time where they were down there. And I noticed that you, of all your guys, you spent a lot of time to get that crowd into it. Now, I wonder for you as a defensive player, how does that help you at home when the crowd gets into it? How do you think it affects the game? How does it give you guys a home field advantage?
Oh, I mean, it gets us going, gets the fans going. It's hard for the offense to hear and the other opposing team. So it definitely helps us, man, because we know what we're doing. So if they can't get on the same page because it's too loud, it definitely helps us.
You guys are rocking some different uniforms this week.
Oh, check that out.
We are. Thanks for telling me that. I'm going to go look around.
Hold on. You know you're wearing the whites at home this week, so the Cowboys have to wear the blue. You must know
what?
That.
What do you mean? I have no clue what you're talking about.
Come on, man.
Your team, the Oregon Ducks, are known for all their uniforms. You know you're rocking the whites at home on Sunday.
I don't know, man. We got to surprise you guys, man.
All right.
Let's get you out on this. This Cowboy team is kind of like still a national team. You know, people across the country grew up, even if they were not for Dallas, they were on TV a lot, they rooted for Dallas. You're a California West Coast guy. Who'd you root for growing up? Was there a team that it was your team as a football fan?
Patriots, man.
Oh,
stop you.
Wait, I got something for you. Confidential.
Oh, see, there you go.
You Patriots.
Yeah.
We're going to find out. Patrick Chung joins us. Patrick, good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, man. You guys have a good day.
There we go.